Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. This is us.
This is us. We have matching t-shirts on.
I know. Well, almost.
Almost. I mean, red.
Yes, red. And should I color my hair red?
No.
Oh. That would be weird.
That'd be over the top.
All right. Good morning, my friends. This is us coming to you live from Orange County, California. This is us. I don't know why I decided to do that today.
I was thinking
last night, I said, we really need to come up with a definitive opening line, like from the oceans to the sea to all a good morning or a good evening.
Oh, like Walter Cronkite?
Yes. Whoever said that. Yeah. We just need to come up with something that's, I often think about it, but never do it. It's kind of like thinking about changing the countdown so that it's more branded towards our devotional, but I haven't done that either.
There's always today.
There's always today. All right. How are you today?
I am fantastic.
We were rocking out this morning washing dishes.
Yes.
With your gloves on.
With my gloves on that were also red.
That's so good. What a good morning. All right. We're going to jump into the devotional because... for me, I'm sure you have something to say, but I need it again. I need to read it again. And I'm hoping,
so do I,
as usual, that something will come. And now I have some obvious little things I could say, but I need a little bit more understanding of what Oswald is really trying to tell us here.
So Lord, speak to us.
Yes, please. So let's get into it. We're reading from My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. And this is... called, sorry, I'd hit a button there. I love the image there for our Easter week. Now, I understand that when this devotional was created, whenever it was, back in the 1940s or something like that, you never know when Easter's going to fall.
Right.
So we can tell that these messages, these devotionals are still like related to one another in relationship to, the Lord's... resurrection and sacrifice and all that kind of stuff. And so it's a little bit of a repetitive thing. And so that's where I'm struggling, is I don't want to repeat everything I've been saying for the last couple of days.
Oh,
I'm trying. So that, yeah. I think I'm struggling because the obvious is that, oh my gosh, it's amazing what God did for us.
Amen.
And the sacrifice. I mean, so that's always easy. I want something more.
Yes. Lord, bring it.
So, here we go. Again, by Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, for April 6th, The Collision of God in Sin. That's a really good title. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That's 1 Peter 2:24. The cross of Christ is the revealed truth of God's judgment on sin. Never associate the idea of martyrdom with the cross of Christ. It was the supreme triumph, and it shook the very foundations of hell. There is nothing in time or eternity more absolutely certain and irrefutable than what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. He made it possible for the entire human race to be brought back into a right standing relationship with God. He made redemption the foundation of human life. That is, he made a way for every person to have fellowship with God. The cross was not something that happened to Jesus. He came to die. The cross was his purpose in coming. He is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The incarnation of Christ would have no meaning without the cross. Beware of separating God was manifested in flesh from he made him to be sin for us. The purpose of the incarnation was redemption. God came in the flesh to take sin away, not to accomplish something for himself. The cross is the central event in time and eternity and the answer to all the problems of both. The cross is not the cross of a man, but the cross of God, and it can never be fully comprehended through human experience. The cross is God exhibiting his nature. It is the gate through which any and every individual can enter into oneness with God. But it is not a gate we pass right through. It is one where we abide in the life what that is found there. The heart of salvation is the cross of Christ. The reason salvation is so easy to obtain is that it cost God so much. Ugh. The cross was the place where God and sinful man merged with a tremendous collision and where the way to life was opened. But all the cost and pain of the collision was absorbed by the heart of God. Oh my gosh, that last paragraph got me. Oh, that one got me.
Oh,
So
I got something.
Go with it.
Okay. For those of you who may be new and haven't watched, I was a devout Muslim for 22 years and came to Christ online through a video. And as the Lord has been walking me through the Bible and the concepts of the cross, I am constantly, the Lord's constantly showing me why the cross and the crucifixion is so important. And that's exactly the part of the divinity of Christ that Muslims reject, is what happened on the cross. And what really struck me is Oswald saying, remember not to separate God became flesh from, and he bore our sins. And it is really important to remember that, especially as I'm evangelizing to Muslims, because oftentimes you kind of gloss over, because the biggest criticism that Muslims say is that, why would God come wrapped in flesh? Like, why would he come down and become a human being? He's beneath that. Well, this devotional explains exactly why. Is God is a righteous God, and he must exact the penalty of sin. And that's what he did through all of time. And so when we couldn't become in right standing with God because we were never able to overcome sin, he wrapped himself in flesh for the distinct purpose of giving us an opportunity to have right standing with him. He didn't just come wrapped in flesh and come to earth because he thought it was a neat thing to do, and then whoops, he gets crucified. And none of that was an accident, that God purposely came down for this purpose. And I think I forget that when I talk to Muslims about it, because I just focus on the fact that he has all these other divine qualities. He came from a virgin birth. He ascends to heaven. He will descend back to earth to fight the Antichrist, all of that, which Muslims believe. And then I say, well, why is it difficult for him to wrap himself in flesh? Instead of saying he wrapped himself in flesh to carry our sins, because otherwise we cannot have the free gift of salvation. And that were we to go to judgment, as Muslims believe that they will go to a judgment day, none of us would make it, because God is just and none of us have enough right standing to be able to do it on our own. Like every one of us, God is perfect and he wouldn't accept even the smallest sin. So if we have to be subject to an account, we'll all fail. And so he didn't want us all in hellfire. And so he came wrapped in flesh and paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be redeemed and to be his sons and daughters and to have a indwelling of the Holy Spirit where God would be with us at all times. It's really quite beautiful, but it's hard to wrap our heads around, as he says, that we can never fully understand what that means. But I have a deeper understanding, I think, today than I did before.
Wow.
Over to you, my dear husband.
I'm just soaking in everything you just said. Because now you've caused me more complications, because it just makes it even more difficult, as it says here, and I'm just not pandering to the devotional, but it says the cross is not the cross of a man, but the cross of a God, and it can never be fully comprehended through human experience. Exactly. And so what you just said even made it worse, because not in a bad way, just like it just shows you that he's just beyond our comprehensions, as it says. I know I just repeated myself twice. But when you look at the impact of Jesus Christ's life and death on how it's affected our planet for thousands of years, even atheists have to go by the time that he died.
Yes.
And was resurrected. If they write a check or if they write the date on anything, they are forced to do something that's based on the life and death of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Whether they want to or not. And that just hit me. Like, they can't even escape it. Muslims can't escape it.
Nope.
If they want to live in the United States. Now, surely I think China has a different calendar and all these different kinds of things. But in, dealing with the United States of America, at some point, you're going to have to deal with Jesus Christ.
love that. And everything. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
And that's what hit me when you're talking. I was going, oh my gosh, it's just like such
this a country.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Western world, the Western world is based on this, you know, on New Year's. When do we celebrate New Year's? Right. And what does it say all over the world?
The rebirth, the new year, the new life.
And that's just one example. I mean, there's things that we say in our daily, in our day, that are references from the Bible. Every so often we'll say something, and I can't think of anything. Give me something. Can you think of anything offhand where we say it? But it's from the Bible. Like, there's things that I say that I didn't know were from the Bible.
Well, I can tell you Muslim expressions where even just assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, comes from Christ. Hmm. It's not a Muslim expression. It's a Christian expression.
Exactly.
Jesus was the first one to say it. Anything that's in Islam that sounds like something Christ said, he said it first.
Right.
So
if any of you can think of those things that either your mom said to you, I'm so sorry, or, you know, somebody said to you, or you say on a daily basis that you now realize is from.
Other than using God's name in vain.
Yeah. Not that. No, but there's certain things like not like a stitch in time saves a dime, whatever that is. You know, not, I mean, that may be from the Bible. I don't know. But there's things like that.
Oh, that, okay.
That, I mean, references that we use to make a point.
Right.
And many of those are from the Bible.
I'm
and I don't know why I can't think of any right now, but I know that there's plenty. I mean, Pastor Jack has even called out a couple of those things. Like, well, you know, that's from the Bible. You know, he in the middle of his.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now, but I totally know what you're talking about. Somebody help us. Amy, Priscilla.
Yeah.
What are the expressions, common American expressions, that are actually originating from the Bible?
And some more shocking. I know that I've had this discussion before with people, or somebody has said it in a message or something like that, but there's these common things. But anyway, that's just to say that we can't escape the life of Jesus Christ, the fact that he lived on this planet, and the fact that he was crucified.
Oh, no, historians deny that. Deny that he lived.
Yes, but there's people that deny.
They deny, for sure they deny the crucifixion, and that's what most faiths do, but it's a historical fact that he existed. And so I think most people don't deny that, but his divinity, the divinity is the secret, because when you realize that he was God wrapped in flesh and sacrificed on the cross for us to be in right standing, that's really at the crux of being a Christ follower. And I think a lot of churches are criticized for ignoring the power of the cross. If you ignore the power of the cross, you end up with a bunch of good deeds by a holy man. And that's what a lot of people like to say about Christ. Well, you know, I mean, he wasn't God incarnate. He was just a really good man. And therefore there's good principles. Well, if you reduce his impact to just that, then yeah, of course people can decide not to follow him or not. But when you realize that he died for you to be saved, and that that's the only way you're going to be saved, it is far more serious that you accept that gift that he gave you.
Yes. So here are a couple. The blind leading the blind. That's from the Bible.
There you go.
We all use it. By the skin of your teeth. Did you know that was from the Bible?
No, I did not.
That's one of the things that Jack was talking about from a message.
I love that.
By the skin of your teeth. Broken heart. Can a leper change his spots? Is from the Bible. Cast the first stone, of course.
Oh, cast the first stone. Yes.
Drop in a bucket is from the Bible. From Isaiah 40:15, declaring God's sovereignty and power over the nations. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are accounted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as fine dust.
Wow.
Drop in the bucket. It's from the Bible. Eat, drink, and be merry.
I love that.
Is from the Bible. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
That we knew.
Fall from grace. Fly in the ointment. Is from the Bible.
Look at that. Ecclesiastes.
Just read it because you can read better.
Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savior. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor.
For everything, there is a season.
Yes.
Forbidden fruit, of course. Go the extra mile. Is from the Bible? Did they use miles? I thought they used like cubits or something like that.
And whoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. That's even KJV, King James Version.
Wow. Good Samaritan. He who lives in the who lives by the sword dies by the sword. How the mighty have fallen.
I think we've got.
Let there be light. The love of money is the root of all evil. That often gets confused. Nothing but skin and bones. What? I don't know. Sometimes I say, I tell Rhett that he's nothing but skin and bones. The powers that be, pride comes from a fall.
Pride comes before the fall.
Oh, pride comes before, sorry. Put words in one's mouth. Rise and shine. See, that's what I was talking about.
I get it.
You can't escape. Yes, I'm sorry. I follow a little bit of a squirrel there. Oh, Nicole loves your hair.
Thank you, Nicole.
That's not necessarily from the Bible.
No. I don't think.
Oh, what a revelation when we realize what a beautiful gift salvation is. And so back to my point, now I can go back to my point, is that Christians can't avoid it. It's in our daily life, everything we do. It's on our money, right? In God we trust.
Yes.
And then in our daily speech, people can't avoid it when they're saying it and they don't even know they're speaking the Bible.
Exactly.
That is how. And so now to the power of this thing, it is so beyond our comprehension that God has a part in everything we do, no matter whether he exists or not.
Amen.
And he's constantly giving it out. He's constantly sharing it. And saying, I'm just waiting for you. I knew during the Old Testament time that I tried, and you guys didn't, you know, just couldn't handle it. He goes, okay, this is it. I'm gonna send out my son, you know, to save you because you guys are a mess.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna give you this huge sacrifice, and he's gonna be nailed to the tree, of sin, and it's just I'm gonna have to just save you, in spite of you. And this is so great. And so I want to go back, and now I got to remember what it was I was going to go to. It was the supreme triumph, and it shook the very foundation of hell. There is nothing in time or eternity more absolutely certain or irrefutable than what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. And we see that result today. And it's so huge and so big that we have to have a devotional, or we have to have a moment to see that we're surrounded by things that are biblical.
I love that.
It's everywhere. There's no way of escaping it, even for the atheist.
Absolutely.
And the hardest part is, and I'm going to drop back down, and I'm sorry, I'm all over the place because you talking caused like a whole explosion in my head. And so there's the other part here. The reason salvation is so easy to obtain is that it costs God so much. The cross was the place where God and sinful man merged with a tremendous collision, and where the way of life was open, but all of the cost and pain of the collision was absorbed by the heart of God. Amen. That is so hard. It was so hard for me. It's so hard for people that I know follow me, because this is the thing where they get tripped up in their comments. They said, oh, you and your three wives, you and your 25 kids, you know, how can you be a Christian? And I go, what do you not know that the salvation is easy?
Yes.
I mean, that I can do it. The guy that had 25 wives and four kids. Well, I mean, because I get it confused. The guy is all over the place. That I was this horrible person, you know, and still am. Right. And they don't get it. It's so hard to comprehend. I couldn't comprehend it either. That's why I kind of laugh, because I go, that's me. That was me. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, attacking Christians, being hypocrites, being sinful human beings, being awful, nasty, prideful.
Yes to the above.
Yes, right? I go, I have no argument.
Exactly.
That's why God is so great. There was a collision, a tremendous collision, and where the way to life was opened. Because of the collision, it was
open. He absorbed the entire cost of it.
Yes.
We did nothing.
Oh, it just is amazing. And we just have to be thankful. Now I have the opportunity to be thankful and ask for forgiveness for the years that I couldn't get it. I'm like the Jews that wandered in the desert for 40 years. Just like, all right, I'm just going to walk around here and I'm going to see a miracle here and there. And that's okay. I need a golden goat or whatever it was.
Calf. No, and interestingly, while they're in there, they were just saved from an ocean. Like they parted a sea and drowned all their enemies in an ocean. And they're like, this food sucks. We're so sick of this manna. Where's the garlic? We miss the garlic and the onions. Yeah. We want to go back to Egypt for food. They wanted to go. I mean, they were slaves for 400 years and wanted to go back for garlic. Can you imagine such a thing?
Yes, because we take pictures of our food.
Well, we were in
Arizona. We were wandering around. No, not that food. No, we're not waiting that long for food. We wandered around the streets of Arizona for 40 years before we found the tapas place. They go, okay, now we've made this restaurant worthy of our presence.
Well, but we do that with everything, right? Yeah. We're just like, we get mad at God for not giving us enough money or not making our lives easy enough. And we are constantly complaining about, like the Jews wandering in the wilderness, constantly complaining about not having enough onions and garlic. So crazy. Even though he gave his son to die on the cross so that we could be free and have eternal life. We will never suffer the penalty of hell and death in the grave. Instantly, outer body is to be present with the Lord. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I spent 22 years, literally half of those, I tell you, I spent terrified of what happens when you die. Thinking to myself, oh, wow, do I close my head? And then it's just like this crazy purgatory thing where like you go and this very angry God is saying, and your whole life flashes in front of your face and you're held to account for every single action. And then he maybe burns a toe and then you do more and he's like burnt your calf. And I mean, the thoughts of it, just horrifying. Yeah. So it's very, very important to realize how important that for you
is. I always picture it like sitting in front of a television. And playing like, do you remember we did this?
Yeah.
Do you remember we did this?
On a screen.
Yeah.
Big screen.
I go, I'm so sorry.
Right? And then you don't know.
That was kind of fun though.
There was two. Trust me when I tell you, I don't think it's going to be fun to recount it.
No. Nicole says, go ahead.
Oh, what a revelation when we realize what a beautiful gift salvation is. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. My yoke is easy. And exactly. That's also from the Bible.
Yep. Do you recognize, I just want to say hi to, I think, is it a new person? I'm not, Desmora Angel.
Hi, Desmora.
I don't remember that name.
I do not either. Beautiful name though.
And again, as I always say, I hope we're not like really close friends and I've just forgotten your name. That's not that far-fetched. I've done that from time to time.
Oh,
I know.
Priscilla and Amy, good morning. And Cindy. I bet complaining hurts God's feelings. I'm sure occasionally, I mean, I know we're told in the Bible, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are temples and we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So don't shove a bunch of junk in it and upset him, which makes a lot of sense.
I wonder if God gets tired of slapping his forehead. I go, I put that right in front of you. If I wouldn't have said hi to you on that day in line over at Calvary Chapel, if I had just said hi, and walked off, he goes, I put her through all these years of being a Muslim. I spoke to her in her bedroom. She came to Christ. I make her drive 76 miles to meet you on this day, and you had to go to the bathroom.
You couldn't hold it.
Think.
I love that.
Just think. If I said Bruce, no.
I'll stay here.
I don't want to cut. It's bad. It's a sin to cut in line.
Right.
And God said, no, today would have been okay. I made it. Today was, I gave you the coupon, the free coupon, the free sin to cut in line. And he's like, oh, you. I wonder how many times he's done that with me. Probably so many times. He's probably got a bruise.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have felt the times that he's done that. Because it's the learning by the 2x4 where I've literally felt a paddle on my rear end that's like, Don't you dare do that again. Don't you dare.
I tried to tell you.
I told you go left and you went right. Yeah. And I will tell you what it's going to feel like if you do that again. Okay.
I feel like a V8 for some reason, you know?
The vegetable.
The drink, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? The commercial.
I
could have had a V8.
Okay.
I was trying to like, that's so funny. But I guess it wasn't that funny. All right. But I wonder when God does it, it's probably like lightning. Like goes in the thunder when he slaps his head and just goes, dude, you crazy. I tried to get you all these things.
Yeah. And, don't do that too much anymore.
Not anymore. All right. Now I'm interested. I want to see a couple more. Can I see a couple more?
Oh,
sign really? Of the times. Yes. Are you bored with it already?
A little bit.
Really? Straight, the straight and narrow? Twinkling of an eye.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Yeah, you just had to say Trump in this devotional.
Yes.
There's nothing new under the sun. That's biblical.
Oh, my God. Ecclesiastes, there's a bunch. When you see, remember the song from Turn, Turn, Turn from the Birds from the 60s? Most of it's from Ecclesiastes.
Get out. Wash your hands of the matter. Huh.
Wipe the dust off your feet. He doesn't even have that one. I remember that now on my own.
See how happy you are now that I brought this up. wit's end. I'm at my wit's end. My mom used to say it all the time, surprisingly to me.
Super surprising.
Constantly. I just heard my mom's voice. I'm at my wit's end with you. Go to your room.
See that?
Oh, I didn't know it was biblical. There God was go. Speaking to me even back when my mom was yelling at me.
Isn't there so many moments in our life we can look back where God was nudging us?
Yeah.
Whether we knew him or not, he knew us.
Oh, my gosh. This has been so good. Anything else on the devotional that we need to vet out? Oh, we were talking about the tree. Should we not talk about that? Should we wait and see? Because in the reference, it says, who himself bore the sins in his own body on the tree? And I asked, I go, when they use the word tree instead of the cross, it causes me to stop and think.
I think we need to study why that is. Like why? Because God's very intentional and purposeful. So I wonder why in this context he used a tree. Yeah. And I'm going to.
Now, don't be crazy. I know the cross was made from a tree.
But there is. But
I'm wondering why using. Yeah.
Why it's called a tree in this particular instance.
And there's some part of me that just thinks he just wants us to really just like stop and think. Because we can say cross, 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 and it starts to lose meaning. Where for me, it's just like almost like it changes it up and I have to think, oh, what does he mean, the cross there? Yeah. And so it kind of puts a picture in my mind.
Interesting.
That's my take on it.
Can we also go through 1 Timothy? Because I want to read. Because I think this is the beautiful summation of what God did. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. I mean, that's just the summation of our faith in Christ right there. It's just beautiful.
Wow. And that has to happen.
Yes.
And we have to believe in it and accept it and have faith that it occurred, or else
absolutely
we are lost. Oh my gosh.
Tree of life, Priscilla says. That maybe that's why he refers to tree.
Oh.
That's interesting. That's a good theory.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have Logos software, which is like the most expansive commentary resources of the Bible, like known to man. And so I'm going to look up the reference to the tree in 1 Peter, because I think that there is a lot of significance there. We can report back tomorrow.
Yep. Hey, at some point, and this is way off topic, but I just keep thinking, it keeps
coming back.
Yeah, I keep thinking I'm drinking this water. I made reference to it like about a month ago. Yeah, it had to be about a month ago because it's I've had it now for a month. And I've been drinking this water. I have a friend of mine who's been telling me, and I have actually another friend of mine has been also wanting to, me to try this water. I'm not going to mention the name because what I'm about to say may cause some problems. But, and it's at least for 2 years, I've put off. Now, I've tried the water, but I didn't bring it into my home. Excuse me. And it's interesting because I'm skeptical. Like I was skeptical about CBD, but when I started taking CBD, it actually did change my life. I was having a very difficult time at that moment of time in my life. And I changed and I started taking CBD. And for me, it was very effective. For other people, it's not that effective. Some of that is the power of, you know,
believing
in some of it. Actually, it actually makes a significant difference. And so this water, thing I've been listening to testimonies from people through video. I've been reading some stuff on it for the last couple of years, and I've just not taken the plunge. How's that for a pun?
Water reference.
Yeah. And so finally my friend Debbie said, here, I'm gonna bring you a machine and you can try it. I mean, I want you to have it because she knows my story about cancer, and she prostate cancer, and knows of other stuff. I share on my other previous shows a lot about my health and things that I've gone through. And she goes, I want you to try this water because it's changing people's lives. So, and again, skeptical. I think how much can water change your life? And so I've had some significant issues down around the prostate area where there was pain and discomfort and all kinds of stuff going on that just every day was like waking up, just what was going to hurt and how I was going to get through it and all this kind of stuff. But about a week ago, I noticed that I didn't want to go just one day, but one day, a second day, a third day, there's nothing.
That's amazing.
No discomfort. And sometimes maybe a little bit of discomfort, but I'm telling you, it was so uncomfortable. I didn't want to do things. and I just like wanted to avoid it. And sometimes all kinds of stuff, like even to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to go to the bathroom.
Well, you do have two hernias too.
Well, that too. But I don't know what's going on. It's like for the last 2 weeks, I've been so happy.
That is fantastic.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, I mean, God can use all kinds of means, you know, whether it's actual medicine, whether it's water. He is the living water. I think, I want to make this point that I know of a lot of people that have autoimmune diseases as well that end up miraculously cured at a distinct point in their walk with Christ, that he just flips a switch where they've just done everything possible. They're resolved that it may last forever. They continue praying, but there is a timing. There is a purpose to why God cures at a particular moment in time and why he sometimes doesn't cure. And I just think that this was the time. Mm. And not that it's not connected to the water, but that it is the time when his purpose and you taking the water using a means that they collided. Mm.
Wow. Right to the devotional.
There you go.
And I want you to understand, I'm not a member yet, and I probably will be because I think it's significant. And I love to share things with people that work. But I'm telling you that it's pretty spectacular. If you just had any idea of what discomfort and weirdness that was going on, that...
And look what Cindy said.
I know. And I know what you're talking about. That water got rid of the acid reflux. That's awesome. And you know me well enough to know when there's something significant happening, because then I become a little bit obsessive about it. And this is that water. I fill up bottles. When we went to Scottsdale, Arizona,
carries it with them everywhere you go.
I filled up bottles of water so that when I got there, I always have the water available. I make my coffee with the water. I make my other drinks with the water. And you'll offer me what I used to like a lot, which was the bubbly water. But I was told that there was a lot of acid in that water. And so I don't even drink that water anymore. And it's that's significant because I would drink 4 or 5 of those a day.
Yes.
And I know I don't even drink them. You offer them to me and I say, no. And so I'm just telling you that it's that's how much I believe in what's happening, that you know, between obviously your prayers, everybody's prayers, God's existence in our life, and the collision with a possible
His timing and your, this means.
And so I do want to share it with you. I just want to be careful that you don't think one way or another. I wouldn't tell you something that I wasn't convinced for myself. I am so skeptical. I'm a skeptical. It took me 58 years to become a Christian.
After walking as a Christian for 20 years. Well, I think I'm finally going to do this Jesus thing.
I think I finally seen it. When Jesus was standing in front of me where I could touch his face, okay, now I got you. Now
I'm there. Sorry, I keep being a Christian. I'm going to be a Christ follower.
Oh my gosh, and we're going to do a devotional every day. It's kind of like this thing.
Yes.
It's the same. How I am now with wanting to do these things daily and can't wait to do them with you guys. The water is that same thing. And that's how I want to be before I begin to tell you about it, because I want to make sure that I don't give you something that isn't something that I think at least is working for me. And there's no guarantees it'll work for other people, but I'm telling you, it is. You know, what's so funny is the kids notice the taste difference. Of clean water.
It's very, very obvious.
Yeah. Now I taste the difference in the old water.
Right? When I used to complain to you about tap water, you're like, what's the difference? It all tastes the same.
Is that how I sound?
Uh-huh. Especially when
you make that face too.
Yeah. It's water. What's the big deal? I'm like, no. This water's not filtered. Because I used to insist that we buy filtered water to make the coffee with. Otherwise, when does it taste of coffee? He's like, it all tastes the same.
Yeah. You're right.
Surely does.
You are right. I love you.
Surely does not.
But yeah, when you really think about what's in the water and that this machine takes out all of that stuff and then adds something else to it, it really starts to make sense. You know, because I mean, your body can be like, if you live, like, remember old LA, do you remember in the 70s? I know that you were like very, very small.
I don't know if I was born yet.
But you remember breathing the air, the thick air,
the pollution.
And I go, it's just oxygen. Yeah, but it's mixed with crap, right? And if you're breathing that in every day, you know, at some point it has to have an impact on your whole, you know, your whole system, your immune system, your, you know, stress levels and all that kind of stuff begin to get
affected. Cindy, that's exactly what happened with us. You get this rush the first time you drink it.
Oh my gosh, you should have seen us.
Oh, we were giddy and it was weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
We loved each other like crazy. It was wild. That was a wild day.
Yeah.
Mine lasted a little bit longer than hers, but I'm glad she brought that up. Right? I forgot all about that. We were at your house and I brought the gallons of water with me and we were like dancing around and go, what's happening to us right now? Like we're like little kids. We're like little teenagers, like teenage rabbits.
It was really funny. Okay, but let's go on. Priscilla, what water? I will messenger you what we're talking about. Yes,
we'll
talk
to
you
because I think there's always difficulty in talking about supplements or waters when you start talking about how it's done something. You can't say healing. You can't say anything like that. So I just want to be careful. I don't know enough about what I can and cannot say yet, but I'm only telling you that I'm doing something. It has to do with water, but I don't want to say the name and get kind of canceled or whatever. So
back to
all of you that want to know, you know, send us a private message and Hedia will send you a message about it. But it, I'm telling you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, have you noticed the difference?
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is wild. So wild. All right, my friends, we love you. Anything about the devotional? I like how you brought that back to the devotional with a collision.
Yeah, it's the collision of God's power and purpose. I think it's, I don't know. I just want to leave everybody with the notion of just, you know, spend time in prayer and contemplate the power of the cross. And whenever you talk about the free gift of salvation with others, that you bring up that power of the cross, that there's no way of overcoming God's righteous judgment without the sacrifice that was made at the cross. And it's free. We don't have to do anything. We are still sinners and we're still horrible people that we're trying to go through a sanctification process. But nonetheless, he loves us and he sets us free.
Absolutely.
When he saves us and redeems us, resurrects us. Love it.
Well, Cindy had to go, but can you end this in prayer?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time together. And thank you for the means by which you heal us And thank you for the sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for sending your one and only begotten Son, putting his blood as a sacrifice for our sins and setting us free. And may we live and walk in that victory and in that freedom. May we heal the sick and cure the lame and cast out demons in your name with your righteous power. May we go to the ends of the earth, preaching your gospel with truth and power and strength. We love you. We worship you. We honor you with our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And God can heal. That I'm going to sell. That supplement
Amen.
Can heal. All right, my friends, we love you. God bless.
God bless you.